Philosopher of mind Daniel Dennett, on purely dogmatic materialist grounds, insists that there are simply no qualia at all. What Dennett means is that the eliminative materialism that he champions cannot easily account for qualia. Why should the activity of a mass of neurons feel like anything? Why does pricking your finger feel like pain? Why does a red rose appear red? This has been dubbed the hard problem of consciousness. Helen Phillips, New Scientist. The mind-brain problem. No satisfactory account of the mind is currently widely accepted. Here are a few of the many theories scientists and philosophers offer. Epiphenomenalism. Mind does not move matter. Neurologist C.J. Herrick. The mind exists like a rainbow shimmering over the falls. Yes, it's there, but it doesn't affect anything. You know it's there because some experiences are unique to yourself. For example, whatever you personally associate with peanut butter. Merely a product of brain-body processes, the mind sometimes facilitates for itself the illusion that it affects those processes, much as if the rainbow thought it affected the falls in some way. Eliminative materialism. We now understand that the mind is not, as Descartes confusedly supposed, in communication with the brain in some miraculous way. It is the brain, or more specifically, a system or organization within the brain that has evolved in much the same way our immune system evolved. Materialist philosopher Daniel Dennett. The mind-matter problem is resolved by denying that mental processes exist in their own right. Consciousness and mind, intentions, desires, beliefs, etc., are pre-scientific concepts that belong to unsophisticated ideas of how the brain works, sometimes called folk psychology. They can be reduced to whatever the neurons happen to be doing, neural events. Consciousness and mind as concepts will be eliminated by the process of science, along with such ideas as free will and the self. Current key exponents of this view include philosophers Paul and Patricia Churchland and Daniel Dennett. Psychophysical identity theory. States and processes of the mind are identical to states and processes of the brain. Stanford Plato Encyclopedia of Philosophy.